You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 15th of May 2020, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at RadioAlbion.com. Yes, we've reached the end of another week, and all our listeners have got another day off tomorrow, exactly the same as the day off they had today and for the last couple of weeks. But just to brighten up the day and break with the monotony, we do have a co-host today, and it is none other than Grandpa Lampshade. Grandpa, good afternoon to you, sir. How are you enjoying your lockdown house arrest this week?
Lockdown? What's
what's that?
What's that? It's just this weird thing I see on TV. I don't know nothing about that. It's just these people live on a different planet than I do. So yeah, you know, I think it's a little see while everybody's sitting in their home. But yeah, you're right. Nothing breaks the monotony like a little visit from yours truly. And we're going to have a monotony breaking story today. I think it's going to be kind of fun. I think we're going to look at this thing. Looking at this story, Sven, when you sent it to me, I'm reading through it and I'm like, you know, at first glance, this looks like just kind of a run of the mill, easy, to laugh about clown story, but I see some deeper implications here, and we're going to bring that. We're going to go into that, I think, a little bit as we go through this story. So I think we're going to have fun with this story, you know, and a nice and welcome break, as always, from nonstop You're All Gonna Die Corona stories.
Well, it is loosely connected with Corona, but there are lots of things that we can talk about in this. And it does bear a little bit of resemblance to the Chad Focus episode we did a while back. The black guy, a business promoter, basically he had a credit card that he was given by his business, and they neglected to tell him that he shouldn't really be spending that credit card on himself. And he ran up millions of dollars in debt and basically told everybody he was a big rap star. And basically it was the authorities' fault, of course, for just giving him the credit card. I mean, what did they expect he was going to do with it? And we've got a similar story here. A reality TV star in Atlanta, who is, of course, black, used an emergency loan from the federal government to lease a Rolls Royce, make child support payments, and purchase $85,000 worth of jewellery, authorities said yesterday. And I believe it's actually $2 million that he actually got in this loan, which was a Corona loan. And basically all he's done is bought a car and a watch with it and paid his baby mama. I mean, that's the bit that really surprised me. He actually made child support payments with this. What do you make of this, Grandpa? Isn't he ripping everybody else off here by taking this money and just spending it on himself?
Well, we got to get to that next line. He goes by the name Arkansas Mo. Now, there's a great rapper name, Arkansas Mo, but he's in Georgia. I was sitting here trying to put that together. But, yeah, who cares? It's a dank name. And, I think it's about $1.5 million he got on this loan. And hey, he's spent it on things for his business. I mean, if you're going to be a rapper, you got to have jewelry. You got to have the car. Got to have the hose. He's even paying his baby mama child support. This is going to stimulate the economy. He's doing his part to try to stave off economic collapse by throwing the money around. And, you know, he's trying to actually he's trying to help the country with what he's doing here. You know, I was telling Sven here before we start the story, I said, I'm going to act basically as this guy, as Arkansas Moe's defense attorney here. I'm going to act as an advocate for Arkansas Moe. And folks are going to hear this and they're going to think I'm being like funny and sarcastic. And I'm absolutely not. I'm doing this completely unironically. That this guy, what he's doing here, what he has done here with this is very much small potatoes in the big scheme of things. And it's really a distraction. They had this first round of this payroll protection thing rolled out. And every small business person that I've spoken to IRL who applied for it got denied, told there was no money, couldn't get it. And they're just up the creek. Sorry. Every small business person that I've spoken with that tried and applied for this legit, applied for this was unable to get it. We saw news stories about these people unable to get it. And yet then the news came out and was quickly buried that you had all of these big corporate outfits that were raking in all the money. That's why the fund ran out of money. They had all this money set aside for these small businesses, and it ran out of money in something like 3 weeks. And it wound up all these corporations swooped in and got this money that was supposed to be for small businesses. They of course, hire the best lawyers. They find the legal loopholes. They sucked all the money out of the account. Virtually all of it went to these big corporations. None of the small businesses were able to get it. And so then they throw up, you know, just in case, I guess anybody remembers this, they give us this story about this black rapper who did get the money. You know, and it sounds like a lot of money, $1.5 million. It'd be a huge amount of money to us. But in the scheme of these corporations raided the account and got all of these millions and millions and millions of dollars that was supposed to, we were told, for small businesses, and ran the account dry, ran the money dry. Was anybody punished for that? Were the CEOs of these corporations, did they get into any trouble for that? No, no, nothing. But they're gonna make a huge deal out of this one black guy. This one rapper, because he did get the money and he spent it on his business, which is getting the money, getting the car, and getting the hose. And, you know, because that's somehow worse than a corporation going in and sucking up all of the money and leaving the small businesses that everybody was told this money was for left hanging out to dry. If I had to have a choice, and I mean this in all seriousness, I'm not being ironic here. If I was given a choice, like, look, here's these millions of dollars. We're promising it to small businesses, but as usual, we're going to screw the small businesses over. We're going to screw the individuals over. And you have a choice. You can give this money to random black guys, to buy jewelry and rent a Rolls Royce, or you can give this money to Wall Street corporations. Which do you choose, GPL? And I'm going to give it to the black guy. I don't care. I think it's funny. He rented a Rolls Royce and bought jewelry. I find that less outrageous. It makes me less upset, way less upset than when I read a story about this money being leached off by huge Wall Street corporations and these chain restaurants and things such as that.
I think I'm going to have to agree with you there, Grandpa, as well. And I mean, just what was it? Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, and Jeff Bezos. I think they made $234 billion just in the last 3 weeks. And you do have to wonder, I mean, just how many other people have scammed this system. I mean, they've picked up on this black guy, obviously, because he spent it on these outlandish things. But I suspect that there is masses and masses of corruption that's going on with these emergency loans from the federal government. Well, Maurice Fain, who goes by Arkansas Moe on the VH1 show Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, was arrested Monday on a charge of bank fraud, the Department of Justice said in a news release. So how was this fraud? I mean, if he was getting this for his business, and as you pointed out, Grandpa, I mean, his business is rapping, then that is what you'd expect him to be spending it on. But Fain, 37, is the sole owner of a transportation business, Flame Trucking. And in April, he applied for a loan that the federal government was offering to small businesses decimated by the coronavirus pandemic, officials said. So he wasn't getting that money for his rap career, Grandpa. He was getting that money for his transportation business, Flame Trucking. What do you have to say to that?
I want to take you back in time to ancient history, known as 2008. And the great collapse we had in 08, from all the bad mortgages. And yeah, and the federal government went in and spent billions bailing out not just the big banks. They bailed out AIG, which is a huge insurance company, because AIG had been insuring what they knew were junk mortgage packages. And when it all blew up in their faces, well, they said, well, AIG is too big to fail. So we're going to have to give them this huge, you know, I don't remember if it was hundreds of millions or tens of millions or billions, however much bailout. They gave the banks $1 billion of bailout. And I remember when this happened, and AIG really sticks out in my head, because when this happened, the CEO got a multi-million dollar bonus and they went to Las Vegas. They took the company and had a convention for the company in Las Vegas, basically like a celebration, and spending this money, this bailout money, on this retreat for the business. All of these bank CEOs, we were told we have to rescue, it'll collapse the economy if these banks are allowed to go broke. They gave these CEOs millions and millions of dollars in bonuses. And everybody said, well, why? They said, well, if we don't give them millions of dollars in bonuses, we could lose this top talent. Well, what makes them so talented? Well, they were talented because they were able to secure us this government bailout money. They spent the money basically on hoes and partying. These CEOs of these big banks, of AIG, these insurance companies, they blew the money in Vegas on hoes, booze, nothing different than what Arkansas Mo has done here. And did they go to jail? Did they get their homes raided by the FBI? No. Everybody said, well, they're going to pay the money back. The money back eventually. You really shouldn't be outraged. And yeah, you know, it's really a shame, but too bad, because they're too big to fail. But they're gonna raid the FBI is gonna raid Arkansas Mo's home and make this big show of, we're not gonna allow this sort of fraud and corruption. I'm not saying that what he did was legit, but I'm pointing out the absolute ludicrousness. You have the big banks, you have these corporations, these insurance companies in 08 received all of this government bailout money and immediately paid themselves. Nothing different than what this guy did. They paid themselves millions of dollars in bonuses, blew it, and were like rewarded themselves. Pat on the back, and they didn't even care. They didn't care that everybody knew. They didn't care that everybody was pissed off about it, and nothing came of it. Why? Because it doesn't matter. But they're going to take a story like this and throw this, I'm assuming, small-time rapper under the bus for doing essentially the same thing that these CEOs of these big banks, these big insurance companies, these big corporations did in 2008.
Well, I guess Arkansas Mo just thought that he was too big to fail as well. And he's already seen the example shown him by the banks. He's just doing the same himself. Fain, 37, is the sole owner of transportation business Flame Trucking. And in April, he applied for a loan that the federal government was offering to small businesses decimated by the coronavirus pandemic, officials said. In his application, Fain stated his business employed 107 employees with an average monthly payroll of $1,490,200. The release said, well, I mean, he could just have been very busy. He could have been doing all these jobs himself, you know. Black people are known to work very hard sometimes. You know, he could have just been working all day and night and just doing the whole business by himself. I mean, you've got 107 employees there. I mean, this appears to be the argument that he's making, is that actually he was doing all these jobs himself, I believe. What do you make of this?
Well, yeah, look. I have no doubt that, you know, he claimed he was going to spend this money on employees and he didn't. I ain't saying like, oh, you know, he didn't do, but we live in a post-legal society. And again, none of the stuff he did when they bailed out AIG, when they bailed out these big banks, these big corporations, they said, oh, well, this money is going to go, you know, to keep them afloat and make sure people don't lose their jobs. And a huge chunk of it went to the CEO's pocketbooks. You know, I mean, it's literally nothing different. I mean, yeah, this guy claimed his money was going to go to paying employees, and he spent it on cars for himself, jewelry on himself. And yeah, I mean, he lied. Yeah, it was basically fraud. I ain't saying that, you know, he literally did nothing wrong. I'm saying it's ridiculous. It's ludicrous that we see this all of the time. We see this all the time from the big banks, the corporations. they do this stuff on a regular basis where it's not even really even news. You read about, oh, well, another corporate bailout and the CEO got $10 million bonus for securing taxpayer money for the company. And people just shrug it off. They don't even they don't even pay any. It doesn't even register. All he did was, like you said, I guess he thought he was, you know, as the old saying goes, he thought he was a big fish in a little pond, but he didn't realize that in the big pond, he's a little fish. He doesn't play in the same, he's not at the same tier as a Goldman Sachs, as a Lehman Brothers. So, you know, he doesn't get that. He doesn't get to play by those rules. Sorry, he's going to get the FBI raid and he's going to get arrested.
And the Daily Mail is going to draw attention to him doing this. And of course, they're not going to draw attention to the banks doing this. Well, Fain requested a Paycheck Protection Program loan for over $3 million and received a little over $2 million, officials said. I mean, he did pretty well there to get three quarters of that and to claim that he needed that just for his month's wages bill. He used more than $1.5 million of the loan to purchase jewellery, including a Rolex presidential watch and a 5.73-carat diamond ring, the release said. Fain also leased a 2019 Rolls-Royce Wraith and paid $40,000 in child support. And it's all gone on that? He didn't even buy a car? He just leased a Rolls-Royce? And he's managed to go through $2 million just on a watch, a ring, and a hire car? I mean, has this guy got any business sense at all? I mean, any sense at all? I mean, what would you do if you had $2 million, Grandpa? I bet you wouldn't just spend it on a car and a watch and a ring, would you?
I just find it hilarious that he received all this money, spent it on all this stuff, and paid $40,000 in child support. So it's like, you know, he done bought my baby some Pampers, so, you know, I guess it's all good. It's all good. $40,000 in the context of the amount of money he threw around all this other stuff is like, it's like I say, it's like the equivalent of buying up a bag of Pampers and dropping it off at the baby mama house and being like, you know, here you go. I done got you something for that kid. I don't think any of us really are surprised that he spent the money on this sort of thing. I mean, it's what all the, you know, you watch these sports stars, you know, and they get an NFL contract and they sign this NFL contract and they spend it on this exact same sort of thing. I mean, they get money and they blow it on stuff like this. It's just what they do. It's a reflection of, you know, short time preferences and things such as that. They just, you know, they don't think of these things in the way we would think of them, you know. But again, setting that aside, he really wasn't. I mean, aside from, you could say, well, he got the taxpayers' money and spent it on the stuff it wasn't intended for, blah blah blah. But I mean, he wasn't really like ripping people off. I mean, he wasn't like taking money out of their bank accounts and putting it into, investing it in risky things, which I would point out Jamie Dimon did years ago. He took billions out of what was supposed to be people's segregated accounts and invested it in risky ventures and lost it all. And these people were like, hey, you can't do that. That money's supposed to be segregated. And it's like, oh, okay, well, we'll pay a little fine here to the federal government. Nothing happened. Billions of dollars he defrauded, and he's still the head of the company. He's still the head of the big bank. Nothing happens. Sorry, Arkansas Mo. You don't get that privilege.
I think it's about 2%, isn't it? $40,000 of $2 million. It's about 2% that he's actually paid his baby mama. Well, I think another thing to say when looking at this is also that, I mean, he's got a lot of money anyway. He's a rapper. He's a reality TV star. And yet, you know, he still sees a chance to break the law and he does it. And I would suggest that this is something that we do see. I've pointed out many times that there is excess criminality in blacks and it's not just amongst the poor blacks. It's also amongst the richer blacks. I mean, there was another story which you showed to me today, Grandpa, which has two NFL players, two very, very well played black American football players, and they've just been arrested for armed robbery And this is just, you know, they see their chance and they will take it. It is just something that we have to accept, black people alike. But getting back to the news story here, at a time when small businesses are struggling for survival, we cannot tolerate anyone driven by personal greed who misdirects federal emergency assistance earmarked for keeping businesses afloat, said Chris Hacker, special agent in charge of FBI Atlanta. So they cannot tolerate anyone driven by personal greed at this time. But that is exactly what these bankers are driven by. That's what the whole capitalist system is driven by. If you look at these markups and this price gouging that's going on at the moment for personal protective equipment, thousands upon thousands of percentage markups has been put on this, and the excuse is just, oh well, it's just the capitalist system, isn't it? You know, China is laughing at us and mocking our system so much by doing that. And it's basically highlighting the fact that we have this corrupt system that basically rewards personal greed. So I do find it a little bit hypocritical here, where he says we cannot tolerate anyone driven by personal greed, when the entire system that we have created for ourselves is driven purely by personal greed. Grandpa, do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, look, when the money ran out, when this fund ran out that was promised, this was for small businesses. The money wasn't sucked up by Arkansas Mo. It wasn't sucked up by black rappers in Atlanta. I mean, yeah, okay, this guy got some money. Yeah, he basically committed fraud. Okay, I mean, I'm not arguing against that. But the fact of the matter is, when none of these small business people could get any money because the fund ran out of money in like 3 weeks, all of these people, is on our local news, people I've talked to, IRL, small business owners, They applied for this and they ran through all these loops, all these red tape. Let me tell you, they would go to the bank, they would fill out all the paperwork, they would submit it, and every person that went to each different bank got told a different story. Every small business owner got told something different. Oh, well, you have to have this form. Oh, well, we have to have this from your tax returns. Oh, well, you have to have, oh, well, you to do, everybody, and they all had a different story. Each one didn't get told the same thing. It was like they were making the rules up. Make it as difficult as possible. And then, oh, sorry, you can't get it because the money's run out. It wasn't because it all went to black rappers in Atlanta. It was sucked up by corporations. And that news came up, and within 2 days, it was buried. It disappeared. It went away. And it was back to, oh, here's more news about death statistics and be scared and be locked in your homes. But the fact of the matter is that money was sucked up and taken up by corporations. And they didn't make them pay it back. There was no FBI raids. There was no condemnation. There was no, we're going to force them to give that money back because this money was supposed to be for small businesses. And yet, you know, we get this story to highlight this. And yes, you're supposed to be outraged by it because this guy blew it on extravagant. Like I say, on things that you would expect black people to blow $2 million on. I mean, you can't read this and be shocked. Why would he spend the money on that? Because, of course, that's what he's going to spend the money on. This is what they do. But it, again, is not outrageous. That's not where the money went. This was a drop in the bucket of the money that was allocated allegedly for small businesses. So where did all that money go? It went to these big corporations.
I do remember reading that people were actually going to the banks to get these special interest free loans, and the banks were just trying to sell them normal bank loans. That was what was actually happening over here in Britain. And I guess you could say, well, at least he didn't spend it on crack rocks. At least he actually bought something that's going to keep being worth that amount of money. But when Mo met with investigators last week, Fain denied spending the loan on anything besides payroll and business expenses. So I guess he's going to say that this diamond ring and this Rolls Royce that he had, that was all needed for his trucking business. But on Monday, federal agents searched Fain's home and seized the jewellery and around $80,000 in cash, including $9,400 that Fain had in his pockets, the release said. So that's all he's got left of it. You know, he's gone through that 2 million pretty damn quick, hasn't he? He's got 80,000 is all that he's got left of it. Again, that is really what you would expect him to do, isn't it? Well, Fain's attorney, Tanya Miller, said there was considerable confusion about PPP guidelines and over whether owners could pay themselves a salary when asked about the charges by CNN. She added that she hopes these issues will be better explained in the near future. Of course, it's the government's fault. They didn't tell him that he couldn't just pay himself all this money. It was supposed to go to others. Well, what do you make of his lawyer's response to this, Grandpa?
Well, she's basically arguing that he is the CEO of the company, and by this same reasoning, if these CEOs that got these bailouts in 08 could essentially pay themselves tens of millions of dollars as a bonus, then why can't Arkansas Mo do the same thing? It sounds laughable. Her argument here, her defense of what he did, sounds laughable on its face. But how is this any different from what the bailout banks and these corporations did in 08? They turned around and the CEO paid himself a huge bonus. He did the same thing. She's arguing that he did the same thing. He's the head of the company. He's the CEO of Flame Trucking. And there's nothing that says he can't pay himself a bonus. These big corporations do it. The big banks do it with their bailout money. I'm sure these corporations that suck the fund dry so that no small business owner could get any of this money to keep their employees afloat, to keep their employees paid, they weren't able to get any of the money. I'm sure none of these. How about an article about how many of these corporations that suck the money out of the fund, hundreds of millions of dollars, how many of them got a bonus? How many of them paid themselves a bonus because they're the CEO of the company? And how is that any different than what this guy has done? Again, I'm not saying the guy didn't do anything wrong. And I, at the risk of beating a dead horse to death, this is such small potatoes. They throw this black rapper from Atlanta out here. And the whole point of the story, this is the leftist media who tells us they love black people and people like us are the evil haters. But they have no problem throwing this black guy under the bus. They have no problem throwing Arkansas Mo out there and that Chad Focus story that we did before. They throw this guy under the bus because he's doing outrageous black rapper things. Oh, look, he got that money and just blew it on a Rolls Royce and jewelry and the whole idea of the story, because black people are going to read this story and be outraged. What black person's going to read this story and be like, man, homie done wrong with that? No, they're going to be like, yeah, he got the money. The whole point of the story is because white people are supposed to be outraged by this. White people are supposed to read this story about this black guy getting the money and blowing it on himself. And you're supposed to be outraged. The same media that claims they love these people have no problem tossing a black rapper under the bus to basically try to tell white people, see, you should be outraged by this. But yet you have these corporations that drained the fund. Small business owners were not able to get the money, which we were told this was what the money was for, because these corporations got it. Their CEOs paid themselves millions of dollars in bonuses. Where's the FBI raids? Where's this news story highlighting these things so that we could be outraged about that? Instead, they shove Arkansas Mo under the bus. There's your breadcrumbs to be outraged about. And don't worry, because obviously the government, the FBI, they're on top of this. They're on top of this fraud thing to make sure that black rappers aren't getting away with blowing the money on jewelry and hoes and cars and things such as that. Never mind over here, these corporations that are paying their CEOs tens of millions of dollars that suck the fund dry so that nobody could get any of that money. And now these people have no jobs. People are losing their businesses. They're not losing their businesses because of Arkansas Mo. They're losing their businesses because these grifters, these banks, these corporations sucked all the money dry. And you're right. All these people went into the bank trying to get these loans, and they were all told something different. They were trying to sold regular bank loans, and they were all given this wide range of reasons why you can't get it. Oh, well, you have to have this, or you have to have that. You know, and at the time I chalked that up as what's a typical government thing. They didn't tell the banks what exactly they need. They're just trying to figure it out as they go. But the more longer we go, I think it's something more. I think it is a way to, you know, stall people, to keep them from being able to access that money, to be sure that, oh, sorry, now it's empty, because the big players, once again, they're the ones that got the money. But here's just a story about this guy, you know, who blew the money on stuff like this. You can be outraged about that, but please, please don't be outraged about Wall Street once again siphoning the money dry.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Grandpa. But I do like the way she says that she hopes these issues will be better explained in the near future. This is all just a complete accident, and he just didn't realise he wasn't supposed to pay all that money to himself. And if they don't clear up these confusing guidelines, it's going to entrap some other poor, innocent, aspiring black rapper who's going to end up also getting into trouble over this. Well, he was released on a $10,000 bond yesterday, so at least he still had some cash left over. And Fane appeared on several episodes of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta as the love interest of Carly Red, a longtime cast member, news outlets reported. So there we get told about what his fame is for, basically sleeping with somebody else that we've never heard of on some bizarre show that we've never heard of either. I mean, I've never heard of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta before, but obviously this guy is some kind of a celebrity for that fact that he slept with somebody called Carly Red, and he's also ostentatious and black, so of course he's somebody that they like to raise up just as much as they then like to knock them down and deflect attention away from what's really going on, as you've pointed out, Grandpa. Well, thank you very much for coming on today. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I'll be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.